Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Mandy.
I'm Joe, I think.
I almost forgot to...
Forgot your name?
Yeah. I had to stop talking.
I'm going to hold up the wrong one. It says podcast13@gmail.com. Oh, man. That's not my name.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've talked about, like, you know, the more you see or are exposed to weird things, it's like you're poking holes in a veil, you know, mm-hmm. and you can start to attract those things, I guess, or see more of them anyways than normal people do, because I've never seen anything.
Do you think you'll attract it more? One deal I read said that if the more you want to see stuff, the more you will see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, but then you'd have to go out too, yeah. not just be inside all day.
True. But then I don't see more money.
Well, yeah.
I don't know where the line to that draws. I'm like, I want to see more of that. And I'm not looking for it.
Well, maybe you see it. But
I take that back.
Leaves real quick.
Yes, I'm lying. I did. I was spraying for Edges weed killer stuff today and found a dollar in the alley.
Oh, wow.
So look, there, I'm lying. I did find money today.
That's good.
One crispy, nasty, raunchy dollar.
Wow.
Yep. So I got paid a dollar today to do all the properties.
A dollar on your day off.
On my day off, yeah. So to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, you have, all you did was text me, so I haven't heard any of this.
Yes, no.
So that you saw something weird, and then my phone died, so I had to find another old phone in the closet and make that one work. So this is the first time hearing this.
And just so people and our listeners know, we are recording on an off day. This is not a day we normally record.
No.
So I had to call you to say, let's come.
Mm-hmm. That's why. When you said, do you want to record? I was like, oh, I bet you he wants to tell me something.
Yeah, I can't shake it. And if you've listened to any of our podcasts, I do ghost hunts. I do paranormal stuff. I see things. I'll capture things on video, audio, and I show. Mm-hmm. You know, I show it. Hey, look, we saw this. We saw that. So where should I start this story?
Just the whatever.
This most recent one here.
Yeah, just what day or night it was and what you're doing and stuff.
Okay, so this was last Sunday, I believe it was. And I thought I forgot something at the office, or I thought I lost something, let's put it that way. And I was paranoid. I knew I wasn't going to sleep because I thought, shoot, I don't know where I left it. It was in my truck, my work vehicle, wasn't anything. So I ran to the office to check.
At what time?
This was at about 9:30 at night. Everybody's still up, so ran not that far from the office, so ran over there. On my way there, I called the other coworker of mine who's still working, and I said, started just, you know, shooting the bull with him a little bit and discussing this. Well, discussing just work stuff, whatnot, and I told him. He goes, what are you doing at the office? I said, well, I lost a check. I don't know what to do with it. So I went, I said, here it is, like a dummy, I left it here. So I walked out, locked up, got in my truck, and I'm driving back. So I'm getting to the street. Can I say the street where I was at?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so I was at, I was on West 42nd, and I was going to turn left onto, I think it's Westgate. Mm-hmm. Which is about a block or so away from 1936, a major intersection with the light. And I was talking to him, and I look up, and this huge thing just drags down. And by comparison, you know, it's hard to judge distance in the sky or on ocean. You know, mm-hmm. you can't tell really how far something is. I mean, so it looked, the best way I can describe it, it was right over the traffic lights. As it dropped down, it's as if it had a residual line behind it, like it was smeared. Like it was an invisible thumb behind it, smearing it down. And the best way I can describe it by the size of it, it was like the size of like 250-plus-foot semi-trucks back-to-back, long ways.
Oh, okay.
Long. It was pretty big.
Yeah.
And it was like tiers. It had one, two... And then three. They weren't round, and it wasn't going, woo, 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 nothing like that. Mm-hmm. It was just, they were like square. Almost like a video game. Like Space Invaders, when it goes, when they drop down.
Mm-hmm.
It drops down right in front of the light. Well, I have a camera in my vehicle. It would not turn on. So my coworker I'm talking to, he knew something's wrong because I couldn't talk. I couldn't speak. I was just like fumbling through my words. I couldn't say anything. At this point, I'm punching at the camera, trying to get it to turn on. Nothing would happen. Not a thing. And at that point, I got it out. I said, something just flew, dropped right down at that light for seemed like a split second. And then it just went north fast, like dropped down, and it didn't leave a residual as it went to the north, which would be to my right. It just took off fast. So it made a perfect, complete stop. And at the bottom of it, it had like a green light. Then right above it was a blue light. And I know the car next to me saw it because there was another guy next to me, but I was slowing down to get turned to the left. At this point, I'm screaming at this stupid thing because it wouldn't turn on. And I turn left and the stupid camera turns on all by itself. He goes, did you hear that? He goes, I just heard your camera turn on. I said, you heard me lose. He goes, what did you just see? You're frantic. You're just like not you. You just can't get through your words. And I was so upset because if I would have got that, I would have had some really cool video.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because then I turn right on after that street, I turn right to go take another road. And all I could think of, no one's going to believe me. No one's gonna believe me. This is just like what I'm gonna. I know people who know me, I've showed them my paranormal stuff. I have seen this, done this, whatever. But no one's gonna believe this. And that was so I walked in the door and I said, you're not gonna believe what I just saw. And Angela's like, what? She kind of got this, like, she said I had a look on my face that was fear. Mm-hmm. Whatever you saw was real because I've never seen you like that. I said, I just saw. And I don't want to just say UFO, but something just flew down and to the right. So I couldn't sleep at all. I was just up and I set my cameras up the back door thinking I could see something there. Set up a telescope. I thought I'm not going to see anything around here. I mean, this is way over there. Mm-hmm. But I was just antsy thinking about it. And I thought, well, okay. So I just couldn't sleep. Well, throughout that night, I stayed up till probably 2 a.m. just waiting, thinking, just reliving that little split second. And then she started having nightmares. Like there was something in the house hovering over her. And that was about 4 a.m. that she was just yelling. And there was something, she couldn't like shake it. And like she was kind of in this paralysis type moment. And I was like, whoa, what is going on? So I sat up. So about 4:30, she kind of comes to, stops the talking out loud and the yelling, and all right, she lays back down. I went and hit a shower and I thought, I'm just going to go to work. I mean, I'm already up. I can't shake this in my head, the whole whatever it is that was going on. So I don't know what I saw. So I talked to somebody, a very close dear friend who has close to 20 years in the military. And he said, well, I'm going to just question it, not to debunk it, but it could have been A, B, or C. Mm-hmm. So once I described my story to him, he goes, man, that was no military type of maneuver. There's no way they're going to do that fast and leave. He goes, what gets me is there's residual, like a smudge behind it. And he said, no, I don't see where that would have been something that was a military aircraft or whatnot. So he said out in West Odessa, he has seen some things also. So it got me thinking. I started kind of just sharing my story with a couple of people. Just, hey, I saw something. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just going out and telling everybody, hey, I saw a UFO. Hey,
yeah.
So I kind of just test the waters. I saw something. And if this was a paranormal thing or whatever, I'd be just like, hey, you see what I caught? Mm-hmm. Or I went hunting. This is what I caught. I've never seen this before in my life. And it's been so weird since then because I can't stop just looking up. And we've talked about UFOs, whether they come from water, where they come from, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen something like that before with my own eyes, that I've seen what maybe could have been something, but never where it had color, distinct shape, and movement. So I started kind of just telling different people, and I'd like to talk about this person's stories too later on. I told him about it. His family is all from the Fort Davis area. They have a very heavy Native American bloodline in their family. And so does his great grandparents, and he had some stories that have been passed on to him because he told his family, "Hey, Joe saw something." And they were so sweet. They're like, "Is he okay?" And he's like, "He's a little rattled about this one," but started sharing some stories of things they've seen. And it was a lot of the same type of, whether it was maneuver, behavior, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't know. It was nothing like you'd see on TV where it's like weird or pixelated. Well, my eyes aren't going to be pixelated, but it wasn't just shaped like a Tic Tac or a dome. Or the best way I can describe it is just tears. And here we're recording. There's a giant erase board behind Andy, and I drew it at the very top. He's never seen it till just now. He's turning around looking at it. But the first line was a green, like a neon green underneath it, and a blue line, a blue light going through it like that. And that's what it was. That's the best way I could describe it.
Like a three-tiered wedding cake. Yeah.
And I thought, was Big Boy hungry? I've had people say, "Were you drinking?" No, not a bit. Nothing like that. Was it your imagination? No, that was not my imagination. And it's like I can still replay it in my head, those few split seconds that I hate the fact that if we're going to try to dig in my camera and see if I get a time stamp on it that can go back a little bit, mm-hmm. I'll have it. I guarantee you I'll have it.
Even though it wasn't on?
If they can backtrack it, if they can get in there and put their little Hootis machines to it, mm-hmm. and kind of it did turn on afterwards, but if they could kind of rewind in there somewhere and get something on there, I'll have it. I know I'll have it on there.
Hmm.
And it's going to be wonderful.
And then, so it was like how many Mississippis was it, if you were to say?
Probably a good 40, 45, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. So it was there for a long time.
Oh, you mean afterwards? I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about that you saw it in this.
Oh, that I saw
one
it?
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, like that.
About three.
Okay. And then like in your car, like how big was it compared to where you were? Like as big as like a computer monitor in the sky? Or was it like a Connex, you know, or a semi-truck?
There you go. Connex, semi-truck, uh-huh. That'd be the comparison.
It'd be that big in the, mm-hmm. from where you were sitting mm-hmm. to you. It looked that big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's huge.
And then how far away? Even though you said that's like super hard, was it like a good distance or was it pretty close?
It felt like it was pretty close. You remember that place where I took you and you got real mad because you didn't like the food there out there?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They wouldn't make you anything on their menu, mm-hmm. which was really weird.
Yeah, because I was white. Racist place.
Yeah. You're like, "I'll have that." "We don't got it." "Okay, I'll have that." "We don't got it." We're like, "Dang, man, it's on your menu."
Yeah, no, it's on the menu. There's a picture of it, too.
Yeah, I know.
And then you go up there and order whatever you want. this isn't on the menu, but I'll have a steak and mashed potatoes. You got it, Holmes. You got it.
Well, that's a little bit exaggerated, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close. I have to say, it was like, man, I think because they just wanted to make you the burritos they had there.
Yeah.
It's like they were going
to
make it.
Yesterday's burrito that they had heated up in the microwave. That's what they wanted to sell me.
Yeah, that's what it was. So, okay. Remember that place?
Yeah.
Right there. That intersection?
Uh-huh.
That's where
you were.
Yes. I was a block east of that. Okay. On that street.
Yeah.
So that's where it came down and it shot to the north. And that's where we're at. So in comparison, it looked like it was that big to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been far and that big. So it's hard to tell.
Yes, but once you got closer to it, it would have been ginormous.
Probably.
If it's that big from quite a distance. It was still quite a distance.
It was. And yeah. I could still see, it was very distinct, the green light then the blue light. So mm-hmm. I could see the lights on that.
But then what color were all those tiers, the three tiers?
They were just like, they had lights on them. They were just like, it was lit up. I don't know what color it
like
was.
It created its own light?
Yeah.
Kind of like the moon?
Kinda. And that's why I said when it came down, it had like a residual drag, like mm-hmm. some, like an invisible thumb just went
whoop. Like Vaseline.
Or yes. Something. Yeah. With light on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like. And it just came down, like just dropped. And when I first saw it, I just, and I'm trying to punch and I can't talk. And they, it was that fast.
And there was only one other person there?
Next to me on my right side going west. Uh-huh. One other person there.
And after all that happened, did you look at him or her and they look at you or anything?
I had started to get to the left to turn. Mm-hmm. So they kept going. So I don't know what, you know, I just know there was a car there next to me.
Yeah.
You know, had I been a little bit more savvy, I should have just punched it and took off after it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be honest, on the inside, I was like, I'm right here. Show me more. Show me more. I wanted to see more. I was like, no, no, no. I was like, don't leave. Don't leave. And yeah, that was it.
Hmm.
But it was enough to freak me out.
Yeah.
And so then I don't know. Like I said, ever since then, and the first thing I asked when I got back to the house, I said, how long have I been gone? And she said, I don't know, maybe half hour.
So that was about right.
Well, I looked at my phone, and I was on the phone from this time to that. So I did the math. I said, I was gone about 21 minutes.
Okay.
So it's pretty close. So, there was no elapsed time or anything like that. So here's the funny thing. The phone was working, but it was making that interference sound that, you know, you'll make. You know those old analog phones you get near a TV, and it would be that. It would kind of make that funny.
Mm-hmm.
It had interference in there, and nothing worked in my camera, my phone. Nothing was working. It was just the phone call that was already existent was on. Nothing was home screen.
Oh, you couldn't do any of the apps or nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Until I turn, beep, boop, beep, stuff started happening. And I was just madder than heck. It was like, beep, beep, explicit, beep, beep. Yeah.
And then you think that her dreams, her sleep paralysis had something to do with it?
I don't know.
She ever have that before?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, she's had it when I'll do like bigger ghost hunts and stuff. And I've messed up a few times where I don't cross that line. I'm very, very cautious of what lines I cross with paranormal stuff I'll do or any place I go pray over or whatnot. But I didn't I took it as and I didn't pray after I left that place and something could have been there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that was something there. And the most recent thing why I texted you is because I was spraying weed killer today and all that stuff and sat down on the couch watching Spaceman by Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, that kind of dozing off. Well, I woke up and she's staring at me and she said, what's wrong? I said, why? She said, you're screaming. And I was having dreams about that again.
Mm.
Well, I'm watching Spaceman on top of that.
Uh-huh.
So, and then and she says, you're screaming in your dream and just having a nightmare. And I'm like, sorry. Oh, I hate sleep with a passion, you know. So that's why I got up. I texted you. You want to record?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's talk about this because I got to get it off my chest. And like I said, I don't go around telling people, hey, guess what? I saw UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't know what I saw.
Yeah. Well, and plus when most people think UFO, they think alien,
right?
Creature from outer space, or you know, Xandar,
right?
So,
right.
Whereas we're just meaning like you don't know what it is,
unidentified.
Like it could be some military thing.
It could have been.
It could have been.
We
talked about how like they're probably 50, 70 years more advanced than what we have now.
You're 100% right, and it could have been. Yeah,
or it could be dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know what kind of the way this world is now.
So I was introduced to a site that I'm trying to learn how to navigate a little bit better, but it was basically like UFO sighting hotspots and what people report. So I was trying to look on there to see if anybody has seen anybody else saw anything or whatnot. But like, I want him to come on and speak on the Fort Davis ones because the observatory is up there. They've had a lot of things happen up that way. You got all that skinwalker type thing happening. And I just don't know. But like, you're 100% right. I can't say it was that. I'm saying an alien came down and was like, you know, total Jetsons, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, than that, but I saw something.
But your guess is, if you had to guess one thing, because you're the one that saw it.
Yeah, man, put me on the spot. That's a tough one because of how it moved.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like that. It was just that straight residual Space Invaders pixels look, and then real fast to the north, like gone. Like it's
and the pixels thing you talk about, it's like the cloaking technology that the military has is really pixelated-y.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows, dude? could have saw like some military thing that's pixelated drone that just shuts down cell phone towers, everything else.
Yeah, because it wasn't like a spinning or giving that nothing like that, but I automatically, of course, I think alien, and just I'm right here, come here, and I just turned and it was over that fast. 3 seconds, change your life.
Yeah. Well, maybe other people in the area have seen stuff like that.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to know. I'd love to know, because I can't, discredit what you say you saw.
Mm-hmm. Even if they didn't. Even if you don't want to share it, you can still talk with Joe. Because, when people see things and then they meet someone else that's seen the same thing, they might just want to get it off their chest.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, you can send that to podcast13@gmail.com and address it to Joe, and he'll get it. Continue to like, subscribe, and share. Until next time.